Hagrid dropped the teapot. "How do you know about Fluffy?" he said.
"Fluffy?
Yeah, he's mine. Bought him off a Greek chappie I met in the pub last year. I lent him to Dumbledore to guard the..."
"Yes," said Harry eagerly.
"Now, don't ask me any more," said Hagrid gruffly. "That's top secret, that is."
"But Snape's trying to steal it."
"Rubbish," said Hagrid again. "Snape's a Hogwarts teacher. He'll do nothing of the sort."
"So why did he just try and kill Harry?" cried Hermione.
The afternoon's events certainly seemed to have changed her mind about Snape. "I know a jinx when I see one, Hagrid. I've read all about them.
You've got to keep eye contact, and Snape wasn't blinking at all. I saw him."
"I'm telling you, you're wrong," said Hagrid hotly. "I don't know why Harry's broom acted like that, but Snape wouldn't try and kill a student. Now, listen to me, all three of you. You're meddling in things that don't concern you. It's dangerous. You forget that dog, and you forget what it's guarding. That's between Professor Dumbledore and Nicholas Flamel."
"Aha," said Harry. "So there's someone called Nicholas Flamel involved, is there?"
Hagrid looked furious with himself.